Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Has someone ever told you, "I have your back"? This phrase, "I have your back," means I'm sticking with you and will help you through this difficult time. Now, on the other hand, you may have had people joking with you about how they will have your back as you head into a confrontational situation, only to know that they mean they will be way, way, way behind you. But most often, "I have your back," it's used for those type of friends that stick with you through thick and thin. Our scripture passage for today introduces us to a similar thought. In Isaiah chapter 7, the prophet Isaiah is addressing one of the worst kings of Judah's history, King Ahaz. The prophet is speaking at a time when the people feared for their own existence. Hear Isaiah chapter 7, beginning with verse 10. "Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, 'Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol or high as heaven.' But Ahaz said, 'I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord.' And then Isaiah said, 'Listen now, O house of David. Is it too slight a thing for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel.'" The prophet challenges King Ahaz's false piety and then introduces a sign from God. A young virgin will give birth to a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The name Emmanuel, God with us, is picked up in the New Testament in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus is understood to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. In fact, Matthew's gospel emphasizes this claim even further with the last words the resurrected Christ speaks in that gospel in Matthew 28, reminding his disciples that he is always with them, even to the end of the age. You see, Matthew closes his gospel with the claim that Christ followers are never alone. God lets us know that he has our backs. The Christmas season is often filled with festive gatherings with friends and family. Yet counselors remind us that Christmas is the loneliest time for so many people. We all need to hear anew, "Emmanuel, God is with us." Dear God, in my time of loneliness, I call out to you. In my time of trouble, I call out to you. In my time of heartache, I call out to you. Remind me that you are with me, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.